For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Here's part two of an interview I conducted with Dr. Peter Rost, the former vice president of Pfizer Pharmaceutical House, the world's largest drug manufacturer.
And people have no idea when they're being manipulated. I mean, the way our society operates today with the propaganda from big business, Goebbels would have been proud.
Thank you for that, sir. Now, many of us drug reformers, some call us paranoid, but we talk about the reefer madness, the decades-old attack on any who would use these illegal drugs. It continues, whether it's marijuana or heroin. It's a madness that compels the government to spend some $60 billion a year to fight this, and yet, under a controlled marketplace, we would cut down on the overdoses and some of those problems, would we not?
Clearly, when you're looking at some drugs that are illegal, they do appear to have the potential, for instance, marijuana, of reducing nausea among cancer patients, which is when they have treatment. And there are some benefits like that, and it is certainly, and I am aware that I think at least one state has legalized the use for certain patients, whereas the federal government has made this illegal. I'm not an expert in that particular area. I would say that my opinion is, again, we should look at the science, what is best for the patient. We should not use politics or religion or something else to make these determinations. We should use science. We should be a science-based society. And quite frankly, I doubt that that is what is taking place. You know, always look at who takes money from whom and when they're trying to hide it. And reality today is that, you know, the drug companies know if they simply stand up and ask for something, people are going to say, well, you know, you want it for your profit. However, if patients ask for something, it's a different story, and it's something that regulators, politicians will listen to. To achieve this objective, drug companies very often simply use patient organizations as front organizations. I would think, again, I don't know much of the medical marijuana situation. I would imagine that this is not supported by the drug companies because they're not necessarily making money off of this. So I'm not sure where patient organizations there get the funding, if any, to ask for help when they have debilitating nausea and can't function because of their chemotherapy.
Please visit the website of the Marijuana Policy Project, mpp.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.